If you like what we're doing here at Anime Cherry Bomb, make sure to leave a like. Also, subscribe to us on SoundCloud, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks. Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime, and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the guy who knows the seventh mystery, Aaron, and with me is the guy with the Panda Chang underwear, Jay. Jay, how's it going?
Going good, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Jay. It was a good week.
Yeah.
And
fun week.
And what did we cover in this fun week, Jay?
The Nosebleed Classic, Maria Hollick, Season 1.
And do you have the synopsis ready?
Yes, and this is from everybody's friends, Wikipedia. So Maria Hollick revolves around a high school girl named Kaneko, who due to a childhood incident is scared of boys and breaks out in hives if a boy touches her. During her second year of high school, she enrolls in an all-girls school hoping to find a female romantic partner. However, her ideal candidate, Maria Shido, turns out to be a sadistic cross-dressing boy.
Yeah, and that's pretty much it.
Huh?
You know, before we get into the facts, you know what I found really interesting about this anime?
The art.
That. And I really like it's not a Yuri anime, but an anime with Yuri in it.
Yes, 100%.
I don't know if it's just because, maybe because it's a Yuri seinen covering. Okay. But when you think of Yuri anime, you don't think of this type of comedy and this type of anime.
Yeah, you think of like a romance.
Yeah, and it's very unique. It's very unique in that way. Anyway, you ready for some facts, Jay?
Yes.
All right, so this anime came out in 2009. It's 12 episodes. Comedy, seinen, Yuri anime. It was written originally by Minari Endo. This was directed by actually two people. The first guy was Yukihiro Miyamoto. And he did Fate Extra, Sayonara Zetsubou Sensei, and the second person was Ayuki Shinbo, and he directed Moon Phase and Pony Pony Dash. The studio was Shaft, and they actually did all the anime I just listed before. And they
Pony Dash?
Yeah, they did Pony Pony Dash. and they also did Negima, This Ugly Yet Beautiful World, Dances in the Vampire Bund, and the Mono Togari series. So, I don't know if you know this about Shaft. Shaft has like this weird, reputation, in its art, and we'll get more into it when we get into art and cinematography. But
it's the first Shaft anime we've done.
Yes, which is weird. I'm really surprised it's the first one we've done, because we've always talked about. I don't know why we've talked about Shaft in passing.
But we've talked about anime about that they've done. We've definitely talked about Pony Pony Dash and Negima.
Yeah, but we've never actually covered a Shaft anime until today, which is pretty great.
Yeah,
what is
really
130
weird.
Something episodes in our first Shaft anime. And Shaft is like a really big player too in the anime.
Yeah, it's
business.
A bigger one.
But they're known, the one thing that they're known for is pretty art but stiff. It's pretty but stiff. And if you think about this anime, there's a lot of points where you'd be like, oh, it is a little stiff. Like, the characters are a little stiff
yes.
at points.
But there's a lot of, like, freeze frames and stuff like that. And
yeah, a lot of corner cutting.
People not really doing anything.
Yeah, a lot of corner cutting, too. But we'll get around to that. This is licensed by Sentai Filmworks. The music was done by Tetsuya Nishikawa. And the only anime he's done besides this is UFO Princess Valkyrie, which is another, like, weird, I think, like, a Genion-covered anime.
Oh.
Yeah, the opening is Hanaji, which is the Japanese word for a nosebleed, by Yu Kobayashi, which is Maria's voice actress in Japanese, which... Again, it has a callback to, what, two episodes ago with Seto Kai, Yakidomo.
Yakidomo.
Yeah, it's the teacher's voice actress, which is pretty funny.
The counselor, right? Or not the counselor, the one that's in charge of the
club room.
Yeah.
Or the club. Yeah. And then the ending is Kimi ni Myun Kyun by Yu Kobayashi, Asami Sanada, and Marina Inoue. And that's Maria Kanako and Matsurika's voice actresses. And then the fun fact for this anime is the ending is actually a cover of Yellow Magic Orchestra's song of the same name.
Yep.
And
great band.
Yeah. Really, really cool 80s. What is it? 80s techno. Like proto. They call them proto techno. It's pretty cool.
And from what we were talking about that band after the last week's podcast, and they're really influential for a Japanese band.
Yeah, it's super weird. That, like, I think we said, or when I was doing like really, we started like fanning out from like an hour. We were just talking about this band, and it and it's like apparently the like Japanese music scene named it like the number two most influential band in Japanese history, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's super crazy and really good song.
Speaking of music, fantastic song.
Speaking of openings and endings, okay, for music first, Jay. Let's talk about music. The general background music. There's a lot of cool
orchestrated pieces.
Yeah, and really cool like reduxes as well of like the opening theme in the anime, and it's pretty cool. I really love a good redux. All right, Jay, what did you think of the opening and ending?
Both of them are really good.
Oh, which one's better?
I like the ending better, but I like the original song from better than both of them. But yeah, they're both really good.
I don't even think it's a bad cover either.
It's not. Yeah. It's a fantastic cover.
But just if I might put at the end of this episode, I might put the original in at the end. It's really good. I love the it's so good. It's dreamy. It's really like
Q.
but yeah, did you notice that the ending changed like every episode? There was like
cinematics or
there was something like new in every which was pretty neat. I didn't even notice it until like halfway through, and I wanted to go back and look at everything.
Yeah.
This is the rare anime that I think I watched all the way through every episode.
Yeah, and I didn't know that there's ending scenes until like the end of episode 3.
I know. And they're really good, too. A couple of them.
And yeah, they're really funny.
And then there's like a really funny, a really weird like omekes at the end, too, that have nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, it's like fake shows.
Yeah, like that. It's super weird.
Yeah. Oh, you know what would have been a good introduction thing? I'm the guy that left to find my lost bunny ears, or not bunny cat ears, cat ears.
By the way, I love that joke. By the way, I found the cat ears. It's gonna be a long spring. It's a good line. Both ending, opening, really good.
Visually and musically.
Yeah. What's your favorite part of the opening, Jay?
My favorite part of the opening? I don't know. I do like the kind of nods of like there's like rainbows and stuff, like alluding to like how Kaneko is gay, and then there's all the blood and stuff.
So what's really cool is I didn't even notice this until fairly recently, and I've been watching this opening for a long time. There's like these opening screens at the start, and like at the front title card it just says Maria Hollick. And they're in front of, like, what's the best word I can use? Like, graph paper, almost. Like, animation cells, it looks like. There's a key in one of them that says Maria Hollick opening colors. And it says, like, red means H, blue means one touch, yellow means something else. I forget what it is. So it's like, it's really cool to see, like, anytime there's red in the opening, it's something perverted is happening. Because H is short for hentai, short for perverted. Pervert. So, and that's why you see a lot of times it says, like, paint it red.
Yeah.
And, like, there's that scene where Maria takes off Matsurika's, like, exposes her breasts. And that whole scene is in red as well. So it's really cool. Like, it gives you that. It's almost like a call sheet. Like, it's telling you, like, oh, these are what the colors mean in this opening. But it's, like, really fast. And I really enjoyed that. It was really cool. And also, one of my favorite scenes, just cinematography-wise, in that opening is Maria running across a bunch of ladders. It looks really neat.
Yeah, the top of the ladders.
Yeah. All right, Jay, you have anything general you want to talk about?
Dude, what was it? Oh, my God.
I can go first.
Yeah, go ahead. Hopefully it comes back to me.
I really enjoyed the voice acting in this anime.
The English voice acting?
Yeah, the English voice acting was really good.
Yes.
It was also a little dry in the beginning, but you get used to it, like most dubs.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's just really good. I really liked Monica Rial's, like, her boy voice as well.
Yeah, I didn't like it at first, but it definitely grew on me.
Yeah, what kind of sucks is Shio, the sister, his actual sister, in the Japanese dub, it's a separate actress who plays her voice.
Oh, and it's Monica Rial again.
Yeah,
right?
It's Monica Rial again in this one, which I was kind of disappointed by, because I was like, it'd been really cool if they got, like, a guy to try to do, like, a feminine voice. But, like, did it, like, really good. Other than that, really good job. I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the dub. I also like how this anime doesn't pull punches with its main characters. So, like, how Maria and Matsurika, they're, like, really horrible people on purpose. And it's really written into their dialogue to, like, to the words they use, to like this words they use, and they call, like, Matsurika calls Maria that, like, today you could never say those words. Like, it's definitely a product of that time, like the early 2010s.
And they're always putting her down. I mean, there's some other funny words, like what is it, filthy pig and all that stuff, and
right, Tokyo Tower.
Tokyo Tower.
I think she calls her, like, Miss Piggy sometimes, which is pretty fun.
There's, like, a few references like that to, like, other real-world things. Like, the virtual boys in there.
There's a lot of, like, heavy references in this anime, too. And there's a lot of, like, Shaft references as well.
They mentioned another anime as well. I forget what it was.
They mentioned... It wasn't Evangelion.
It wasn't Evangelion.
But it was another robot anime.
Oh, yeah. It was Ghost in the Shell.
Ghost in the Shell. Thank you. It's good. It's like, if the audience wanted to think, they'd watch Ghost in the Shell, which is pretty good.
Yeah, like, if they wanted to know watch something complicated,
they'd watch
Ghost in the Shell.
It's pretty strong.
Yeah.
I actually think there's only, like, maybe one bad episode in this anime.
Which one do you think is the bad one?
The second to last one with the male teacher.
Oh, yeah. I can agree with that one.
That episode kind of dragged. Like, other than that, I think all the episodes are pretty golden spots.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, a lot of good belly laughs in, like, almost every episode. Do you have anything else, Daniel, you want to talk about, Jay?
Still can't remember what I wanted to say. But if it comes to me, I'll bring it back up.
Yeah, if it comes to you, bring it up. All right, so art and cinematography. Art, really good.
Art is awesome. I really like the different styles that they use.
We and, see like a lot of like Bishoujo and almost like Clamp-esque art.
Oh yeah. Now that you said Clamp, I like definitely can see that.
Yeah. But not only is it like Clamp, but it's like ratcheted farther up too. like more distorted, and it looks really cool. It has a lot of allusions to Sayonara Zetsubo Sensei too, as well, because like their character arts kind of like that as well, and it kind of mimics what is that, XXXHolic, I guess is the one the most looks like, where like
everything's that, real maybe skinny. Like the wallflower,
yeah, everything's like real skinny and like super deformed, but not or elongated.
This might be
And then just, I don't know, just Bishoujo art in general, I really think is looks really cool. I don't think it animates super well. Like, it looks really weird. But
art, the art itself looks pretty cool.
Yeah. And which you got to cover, we talked about, or I talked about in the beginning. A little stiff in the character animations.
There's not too much action going on. It's more of like one shot, one thing happening.
That's why I'm also glad we watched the dub, because there's a lot of talking in this anime as well. Like, the jokes are in the words being used.
Yeah, and I feel like this they had fun with the translation, because I know they even poke fun at like how many like references are used, like the side reference things.
Yeah, it was pretty cute. That was like a good joke. I also really like. From time to time, there's like the blacked out people,
where
you just don't see their skin; it's just black with maybe a smile and their hair and their clothes. That one looks really, really stylized. This anime is.
Yeah, I think they use that when it's like somebody like focusing on somebody else. It's like somebody on the outside looking in.
Or the really great static shots of people, like, they look like hand-painted almost.
Uh-huh.
And what I love about those shots is there's actually, you can see characters from, like, the main cast who are in those shots.
Yeah.
But just, like, drawn like a background character. And it looks really cool. And there's also, like, really weird, like, almost chibi-esque art in here as well.
Yeah. That's always cute to see.
Yeah, it's really cool. I really love the place, like the art places this anime goes.
Yeah. Another thing that I really like is just like the backgrounds in general. Like a lot of the foreground stuff and background stuff, all of it's very stylized and looks really nice. Like the one that pops into my head for some reason is Kaneko's bed sheets. Look like hella crazy. It's like white with like black polka dots, but it looks like, it almost looks like an optical illusion about how it moves.
Right. It's so Shaft is really good with that, with like really unique animation.
Yeah,
it looks really cool. Do you have any cinematography shots you want to talk about?
There's one that I remember. It was during the when the archery girl was like in a slump because what's the orange hair girl's name?
Oh,
Kiri? No, it's not Kiri.
It's Momoa.
Moimoi.
Yeah.
Momoi?
Something like
Sachi?
That.
Sachi?
Yeah, Sachi.
Sachi Momoi.
Yeah, Sachi.
Yeah, it was, she was bummed out because Sachi was hanging out with the glasses girl.
Yeah. And Kiri?
Yeah. And there was I think Kaneko went to go see her do the archery thing by herself, and there's like a POV shot, and you could see through Kaneko's eyes, or I'm not sure if it was Kaneko or if it was like somebody from the club, but you could see through their eyes, and you could see it, and it was blinking as well, so we're literally in their head.
That's pretty cool.
It was pretty cool seeing that. It was like her like shooting an arrow, missing, being visibly frustrated,
right,
and running, walking off.
There was also another shout out to horror anime shots. There's like a lot cool. Yeah, there's a lot of cool weird fisheye stuff and like dark lighting effects.
Yeah. Even the style of the character art is different in these shots. It's more of like a serious like a horror kind of kind of like a like they're mocking like horror anime, but yeah, it looks really cool.
All right, so characters, Jay. You want to go least favorite, favorite? You want to go first? I don't think I have a least favorite character. You know what? I do have a least favorite character. I do, actually.
Oh, the guy?
The guy, yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
I mean, his jokes are kind of funny. But, like, his whole thing of, like, he's an overthinker.
B minor.
B minor, exactly. Yeah.
And the, what was the disease? The made-up disease?
I forget. It was something stupid.
Kleskowski syndrome or something. I think that's an actor. Like, I don't quote me on this, but I think it's like a guy that like teaches method acting.
Oh, that's pretty funny. It sounds familiar.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, but I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, and I also think it's very funny.
Kleskowski or something like that. Yeah, that's hard to say his name.
I also think it's pretty funny that him and Kanako. Kanako have like the same kind of inner monologue, like with their with their dead mom. Like, that was it was pretty cute. Who do you have for underutilized, James?
The dog.
The dog. What's the dog's name? Oh, Yonakuni. Yonakuni is the name of the dog.
Yeah, Yonakuni.
Yonakuni, adorable. Yonakuni.
Super cute.
What is that? A dog? Is that a dachshund? Or a beagle?
I'm not sure. I don't think it's a Dachshund. It might be. It's something with droopy lips.
What's under his hat, Jay?
Head.
Head.
I don't know. He had wings at the festival.
It's so cute. Her, him, and the dorm mistress. But the dorm mistress gets a little bit more time to shine later. But she's really cool. One of my favorite scenes with the two of them in it is when Yonakuni's like barking at something, and the dorm mistress is like, "You know not to bug that thing. Like, leave it alone."
Yeah,
like referring to like ghosts. It's so cool.
Yeah, it's like referring to like some sort of invisible thing that only it can see.
Yeah, but she also knows that it's there. Like, it's so cool.
Yeah. The dorm leader is probably one of my favorite characters.
Yeah, she's super cute. Also played by Brittany Karbowski.
She's yep.
Pretty cool.
The return.
I know. I love her. She came. She knew we listened to See Me Lollipop last week, and she came back to reprise that role. She knew in the future, or in the past. What is this girl's name? The samurai girl.
Yes.
A Ryuken, and it's her name, Ryuken.
Yeah, she kind of takes a back seat.
Yeah, it sucks. She's such a cool character.
I know.
I really wish she was had a bigger role in here.
She kind of backs off after she realizes she was doing more harm than good protecting Kanako.
Do you have any more underutilized characters, Jay?
I don't know. No, I don't think so, no.
You know who's a character who I had no strong feelings towards?
Who's that?
Kiri. It's the glasses girl.
Yeah. I think she had some pretty good one-liners.
Right.
But, and I think what makes her character is her monotone voice acting.
Uh-huh. But I think of the group, I think she's like my least favorite character.
Yeah. I'd probably say so as well.
All right, so favorite characters, Jay.
My favorite character is Sachi, the cheerful girl.
Yeah, Sachi. Oh my goodness. So
she is the cutest.
So I had no idea this was the name of a thing, but Hammer Space. So Hammer
Space.
Yeah, Hammer Space is it's the name given to like, you know, when a cartoon character pulls a hammer out of their pocket.
Oh yes.
Yeah. So, one of my favorite jokes, it's not in this season, it's in the next season, and I kind of hate to spoil it, but I think it happens in the first episode, so it's fine. Something happens to where, I think they need, like, a sewing, they need something big, right? And they're like, oh, Sachi, do you have one of those in your pockets? She goes, no, that's impossible, but I got one in my backpack. So it's pretty good. It's pretty strong. I love they point out the ridiculousness.
There was like a joke where like they were talking about, they were thinking about her, and then she had like a, it was like a cash register or something. I don't know what it was.
I love her as a character. It's, she's so cute and so cheerful.
Yeah.
And then just owning it.
And I, who was the voice actor for this girl? Margaret McDonald. I love her voice.
Yeah, I have no idea where else she's been in. I'm going to look in a little bit, but.
Yeah.
Very cute.
But
she was the one I think was. She
has a great voice.
She's the one I thought was kind of stiff in the beginning. But like as it went on, I really started to like it.
Yeah. And she, for some reason, she seems like an octave louder than everybody else.
Yeah, right.
It's like, I feel like she's always shouting.
How do you feel about Yuzuru? That's the archery girl. She's also really cute.
Yeah, I like her too. She's cute. It's kind of a toss-up between her and the glasses girl of who I like better.
Right.
I feel. Okay. But,
they're both kind of like, background characters, really.
Yeah. But she does get her own episode, and
yeah,
it was good.
I kind of wish Sachi got her own episode. The
she was kind of like a part of that episode.
The Kiri episode was actually pretty good. The one where she has to turn down the business guy. That was a pretty strong episode.
I love the method of rejecting him. I like immediately I was like, yeah, that'll completely do it. Rejecting his resume.
That's so funny. Speaking of rejecting resumes, so talking about the three main characters. Who's your favorite out of the three main characters?
So you're talking about the maid.
Yeah, Maria.
Maria and Kaneko.
Yeah,
Kaneko. I would say Kaneko. I actually really like her as a main character. She's very zany.
I love how ridiculous she is. I also love the... What's the word? Like, as the series goes on, her character starts to degrade. Like, she starts becoming, like, more comfortable and, like, more perverse as the story goes on.
Yeah, she becomes more of, like, a masochist or something.
It's so strong. It's so funny.
There is like, an episode, like, a recap where, like, she was being stepped on and she was like, oh, this hurts, but I kind of like it.
Yeah. That's the one where the Samurai Girls fan people were...
Oh, yeah. It was, like, early on.
And it was the word, like, moral, not deg, I don't think it's degradation, but just her, like, kind of like her morals are starting to corrupt, which is pretty funny, like, the longer it goes on.
Yeah.
Just losing herself in her perverseness. Like, one of my favorite scenes with her and Maria are when Maria's like, hey, like, lick my foot, and, like, she goes to go do it, and she's like, oh, I forgot you were a boy, damn it. Like, just a thought.
Yeah,
like,
they were trying to... She was trying to prove that she had enough restraint to not do anything perverted.
Yeah. Yo, the thing that hurt me the most, like the most tragic, is the last episode with the pool.
Oh.
Where, like, she just can't get a break and get to the pool. Oh, and I just love how, like, it's separated into, like, six parts that episode is.
Yeah. It's like six different occasions where there's a pool, a pool class going on.
She's out for like a month, like 2 months almost. Like every time she's out for like 10 days.
Yeah.
My favorite one of those ones is when she sees the, the house mom. Not house mom, but the housekeeper.
Uh huh.
God.
Yeah.
When she sees her and they're like, oh, and Momo is like, oh, where's Kaneko at? And she's like, oh, she hasn't been seen since yesterday. It's pretty good. Pretty strong. Maria. You know what's weird about Maria? You know it's not spelled the way the anime spelled?
I know. It's spelled with a Y.
It's so weird. I thought it was a misspelled thing on the high dive descriptions. I was like, why is it spelled like this? But yeah, apparently it's spelled Mariya.
Yeah, it's weird.
And for some weird reason, I didn't even think about this, but like, Maria's not her real name, or not his real name. It's his sister's name.
Oh, so his real name is whatever, Suzuko or whatever?
Yeah, Shizu.
Shizu.
Yeah, Shizu Shido, which is a horrible name. But yeah, Shizu is his actual name. And I don't know why I never really thought about that until now. But with her and Matsurika, I said, I really love how... I don't say I love how ugly they are, but I do like their portrayal of the two characters.
Yeah,
like
for sure.
Like, there's definitely like a really cool juxtaposition between her public, like outwards facing face, and the face that Kaneko sees.
Yeah,
and then Matsurika, she's cool. She's real.
Yeah,
quiet.
She's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's most of the time she's quiet. She's like more of like a assist character.
Right. But she has great quips, I feel.
Yeah.
From time to time. Any other character you want to talk about, Jay?
Did we already talk about the dorm leader?
No. But she's really cool.
Yeah, really cute. Like we said, Brittany Karbowski voices her. She did a really good job with her.
No squeal. No Brittany no Karbowski squeal in this anime, but
not in the last one either.
Yeah. And that's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, she's really really good. I love all the little songs the dorm leader sings.
Clean the blood.
Yeah, she's like, clean the dirt and the blood. I think it's like always mid song too. It's never like the beginning of the song when it cuts in.
Cut the flesh, cut the bone.
There's some really good ones. Like, I like how dark it is with her character. I just love this, though. Oh, I really would like a DVD player. That was really cute, too, trying to bribe.
Yeah, that was a pretty good joke that the visit ended short because the movie was bad.
Yeah. So you don't expect me to watch the movie, do you? Which is pretty funny, like a bad movie. Anybody else, Jay? Student council president?
Who's the third year blonde lady that's related to Maria?
Yeah, the student council president?
Yeah.
That's Irie.
Irie.
Irie, yeah.
Yeah, she's cool too. I like her.
I wish we got more time with her. Oh, underutilized?
And her friend.
Yeah. Her friend. I really like her friend.
Her friend was pretty cute.
That's the vice president.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, Jay. Anybody else?
There's the homeroom teacher.
Oh, she's cool. And the
nurse.
The nurse.
The nurse is pretty underutilized.
Yeah, we don't really get to see her much. Mm-hmm. Maybe once or twice.
But I really like that Kaneko is like not really... doesn't really care about age or anything. She thinks all these girls are hot.
I really like how with the nurse... there's like that thing of like, she's like, I really like slender girls, but hey, she's pretty hot.
Yeah, she's like,
she's more full figured than everyone
than
else.
The rest of them. Yeah.
All right, Jay. Any other moments you want to talk about?
Moments.
I really love the last episode. I think it's one of the best belly laughs.
With the whole pool thing.
Oh my god! When like everybody in the dream. When everyone's
the dream was hilarious.
Oh, when everyone's like standing up to give her mouth to mouth. Oh my god!
I think Kiri was like the first, like the one that made me laugh the most because she was like you're mistaken because I'm gonna give her.
I'm gonna do it. Oh my god, it's so funny. I also love like the reference back to the dream, like halfway through the episode. Yeah, she's like, oh, in the rules it says you can wear whatever you want to the thing. It's like, no, that was in your dream.
Coconuts.
Yeah, coconuts or leaves.
Bamboo leaves. Everything's fair game.
Oh man. This anime is really great. It has a lot of great belly laughs.
Yeah.
Even the one that I saw coming that I've seen this anime before, but there's a lot of stuff I don't remember. Like I didn't remember like the last episode. But the fact that the last day had rain, like I 100% saw that coming and it was really strong. there's also that really nice thing of the Doormaster's the products of sorrow or whatever they're called, the
The
tragic,
closet?
the closet of like tragic past.
Yeah.
So we
It's
see
like a
really
bunch of
cool.
confiscated stuff, right?
Yeah, we see like a cool like virtual boy. There's like a Dreamcast in there as well.
There's that weird cassette console that we never got here in the United States.
Yeah, there's also what was that? The PlayStation Pocket?
Tamagotchi.
Pocket PlayStation? I forget what, something like that. PS, I think it's a
Okay, yeah.
PS Pocket. Anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah. Any other moments you want to talk about, Jay?
Speaking of confiscated items, the whole episode that introduced that of like hiding the stuff that you're not supposed to have, that was a pretty
How do you feel
funny.
about Threads opening but not never closing in this anime? And there's like a lot of times where it's like that thread of like, oh well, we're gonna have a second
Oh, and it never
inspection.
comes.
Yeah, and then we never see it.
Yeah, that happens a few times.
There's one oh, it's like we're learning the when she learns the seventh secret.
Oh, we never learn it.
The narrator is like, tune in next week to find out, or not, whatever. So probably not.
Like,
It's
find out
really
what happens to Kaneko.
it almost leaves it like almost like a, I don't know, like in a dream state almost. It's like so weird because it just gets like cut off immediately. All right, Jay, anything else before we end the wrap up?
I think there was another scene that I wanted to talk about that I really like. Oh, the guy character, the guy priest teacher, talking like talk like a young kid. It's always like an urban hip hop thing that they always say, like "What's up, dog?" or something.
Yeah, and then she
And
said,
then
"For sheezy,
kind of
for shizzle."
Foshi.
She said, "For shizzle." It's always. Oh,
It's always
he
like
goes, "Yo,
that.
let's get crunk, yo." I was like, "Yo, it's pretty good." All right,
That was
Jay.
pretty good.
Anything else before we end of the wrap up? Final thoughts?
No, it's a good anime. It's a good one.
Good time. Can't wait to. I know I really liked the first time I watched it, and then when I started watching the second season, I couldn't watch. Like it lost its luster. So I don't know.
Did you ever finish the second
No, I
season?
did not. So I don't know anything about the second
Oh,
season. So
okay.
I'm
So
very
then,
interested to see. But I remember
how you
really
feel
liking
about
the
it now?
first season. I remember really liking the first season, but I couldn't get past like the first like two or three episodes in this next season. So we'll see eventually what's there, but very excited. Accessibility, Jay. There's a lot of like words like nowadays people may be sensitive to.
Yes.
It's a lot of fan service. A lot of the jokes are like based on like perversion.
Yeah, lick my foot. Lick
That one's
my
pretty
foot.
good. That one's pretty strong. There's a lot of really great jokes. Like, oh yeah, my lover because to have enough blood, and then she
Yeah,
just
exactly.
ate so much that she got sick. It's pretty good. And then you can watch it on High Dive. This comedy isn't for everybody, I feel. It's definitely
Yeah.
a dude comedy.
Yeah, for sure.
And you can see this on High Dive, dubbed and subbed, and I think on Hulu as well.
Oh, you know, that's something general that I wanted to talk about. High Dive. I hate that I have to switch it to the dub every episode.
Yeah, you know what? Were you watching it? Where are you watching it, on your phone?
No, I was watching on my TV, smart TV.
Okay, are you? Is it on high? Do you have high? Yeah, a High Dive app on your thing, on your.
Yeah.
Wow, that's weird.
On both of my TVs.
That's pretty cool because there's no High Dive app on PlayStation. It's
Oh,
just
really?
you have to do VRV and do a bunch of steps to get it, and it's not really worth
Oh.
going through. But I watch mine on my browser, and on my browser it remembers that I'm watching it on dub. On my phone though, because I watched a couple episodes on my phone, it did not remember, and that was kind of annoying.
Yeah, you have to. For me, using the Fire Stick on both my TVs,
It wouldn't remember. You had to
it
change
would
it.
not remember. So I had to switch every time, and I have to re 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 reload every time.
Oh, and my favorite thing about High Dive is you can turn off like all subtitles too. So even like the translation ones you can turn off. And
that's pretty cool. That is a neat thing.
Yeah.
I like also having the options to put the caps on.
So. Yeah. What's also really cool is I think Funimation also does it, but there's like the broadcast dub and then the home release dub is also on there. Mm-hmm. You can watch, and that's pretty neat to go back and look at what it looked like when it came out, essentially.
Yeah.
So like it's really cool to go back and watch. For example, you can go back and watch like an episode of My Hero, and compare it to what the Blu-rays look like now, and it's night and day. Really fun. What do you want from season two, Jay?
I want more. I want the zaniness to
ramp up.
I want it to be more perverted.
It's already pretty zany as is, and I'm really like near the end. It gets like it's almost a completely different anime from when it started, which is pretty cool.
Oh yeah. So I remember, I think one of the last episodes is like they went from calling her like a filthy pig to like something like a vermin or something like that.
Yeah, it was like an upgrade.
Yeah, an upgrade or a downgrade, but she liked it.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Well, she goes, "Oh, I only thought I could be downgraded. Now I went to." She's like, "I went from a creature in." Like in a mess to like the mess or something like that.
Yeah, it's like something like I went from a disease to something carrying the disease.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Something like that.
Yeah, it's pretty strong. Yeah, it's really nuts. Like this and Setsukai Yakidomo have almost like the same thing where like it's almost a different anime at the end.
Yeah.
Like it's not consistent in a good way. You can feel like the writer got more comfortable as it went on.
Yeah, for sure.
Also
great call, and the character got more comfortable.
also great callback to the beginning where like the mountain delicacies and the sea delicacies. That was a pretty good.
Oh yeah, did we ever find out who was doing the mountain delicacies?
Yeah, it was a group of the guys fans. They mentioned them super again, talking about threads that we never see finished. That one, you know what, the one that made me laugh the hardest though, Jay,
was
the final scene in this anime. Because in the very first episode you get Matsurika being like talking about Kanako's cross, her rosary.
Yeah.
And like she's like, oh, like it looks familiar, like, oh, it looks familiar. And then we never hear a word from it from like that point on. And in that episode they start bringing attention back to the rosary, so it's like almost playing with the fact like, oh hey, like you remember this, like, oh it's coming. And then the last scene is Maria's brother or Maria's sister, and she's like, hey, that rosary looks familiar. And then just cuts, hard cuts end. And it's like, well, see ya. And I look forward to the writer's next work. And like that's it. And it just ends. I really love that. Like that 100% did not see that coming. And it like blindsided me. Like it almost floored me, I swear. Anyway, rewatchability. Skipped over rewatchability, Jay.
I would watch this again.
I watched this again too. It's really good. Really enjoyed it. All right, Jay, moment of truth. The rating. What do you rate it?
I guess a high recommend.
I also give this a high recommend. It's really good. Really funny. Anyway, Jay, now that we've graduated from Catholic high school with all these girls all over the place, now that we've stopped our nosebleed.
I know, right?
But
we filled up the pool.
Oh, my God. What do you have for us next week, Jay?
I'm picking an anime that I remember you described to me, and I really loved the idea of it. And this is a newer anime, and it came out last year, I believe.
Oh, I think I know.
Yeah. You probably know, but I'm picking It did come out last year.
Yeah. Kaguya-sama?
Love is War. I'm picking that one.
You know what's crazy about this anime is, I don't know if you'll find the information, because I want to point it out now. The original name of this anime is really cool. It's like Kaguya doesn't want to fall in love. I think that's what it's called, or something like that. It's really cool. I really love that name over Love is War. But yeah, we're watching the first season, James.
There's only one season so far. 12 episodes.
No, there's 2 seasons.
Oh, there's 2 seasons? Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
It is 2 seasons.
Yeah. So the reason why I was holding off for this one to pick, I wanted to wait for the first season to get dubbed, which it's not.
Oh, okay.
The second season is dubbed, but...
The second season is dubbed?
Yeah.
And not the first?
Yeah, because it's weird. Funimation picked up the second season and then dubbed it. But I don't think anybody picked it up for the first season. I think like Crunchyroll picked it up for the first season and they didn't dub it. So it's without a dub on the first season. But we can do it. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I just want...
So the second season would be on Funimation then, right?
Yes.
Okay. Because I know only... I was looking at Hulu, and Hulu only has the first season.
Yeah. Hulu and... I think Hulu and Crunchyroll both have the first season. I think also Funimation has the second and first season on it as well, but just not the dub of the first season.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, excited.
Yeah, I've been wanting to watch this one ever since you described it to me. It sounds very entertaining. For those who don't know, it's like two people, they know they like each other, but they're too stubborn to admit it. They don't want to be the first one, right?
Yeah.
Neither one wants to be the first one to confess.
So they're trying to get each other to
confess. The other one to do it. It's funny how you, like, I think the last two... like anime that I alluded that we both wanted to watch it, you knew what they were.
what was the last one? Do you remember? I forget. I forget now.
What was it?
But it was a bad anime I think you picked, and I was like, I know exactly what you're picking. I forget now. It's top of my head.
Yeah, let me see. I'll check the SoundCloud. Oh, it might have been You Loved Your Mom.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah, I think once you described it, I was like, oh, or like started to describe it. I was like, oh, I know exactly what you're picking.
Yeah.
But yeah, Kaguya-sama, Love is War.
I'm excited.
12 episodes? 12 episodes.
12 episodes. You know, actually, we could do the second season. I'll let you know how I feel about
it. You want to play by ear? We can play by ear.
Yeah, we'll play it by ear.
Because I don't know how my...
If I like it enough, I'll blow through the first season.
All right. Well, let's see. We'll see.
Yep.
And if you liked us and you want to see a review on Kaguya-sama Love is War, or you enjoyed our Maria Hollick episode, go ahead. Leave us a like. Leave us a comment. Subscribe to us on SoundCloud, Spotify,
iTunes,
wherever you get your podcasts from. If you have any recommendations, go ahead and send them to AnimeCherryBomb at yahoo.com, or leave it in the comments.
Or leave us a comment.
And until that, thank you, Dog Howling. Hopefully the mic is catching it.
was that the innkeeper's dog?
Yeah. It's Yonakuni.
It's Yonakuni. There it is.
All right. And with that, everybody.
He found a ghost.
Exactly. With that, everybody, stay hiding your... confiscated items.
Stay playing your virtual boy.
There you go. Not too long though, your eyes might bleed.
I know, Jesus Christ.